This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. All transmissions approved by Enclave Security Information Officer Stan Hobinson.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Crap, is that even on? Does light going red mean... I'm not used to setting this up. We're deep into it now. Gotta do it for yourself when we're 2 days from base shutdown. And, little bro... What hapel del de mel I'm stuck in this time. This is Maria Langlois, Moonbase Gamma. If you find this and your name's not Michel, you've got two options. Send it his way without listening to one more word. Or... I haven't come up with the other one, but believe me. It's gonna hurt. Little bro... This is probably going to be it from our side of the moon. Not that I think my messages are going to pull a Hail Mary now and start going through, but... gotta take one more shot. One more try to send some Big Sib advice. One more... One more chance to say I'm sorry. Before I gotta ride herd on this crew and put them all to bed. I am sorry. For all of it. So damn sorry. Ugh. I hope like hell things are going better for you. Hey, McGurk! Does the olfactory work in your cube? Olfactory, gimme... find the preset for machine shop. Gimme a score to two of that. That's the stuff. All right. Revno, no muto. It is so too unfair. I can't even talk to you. Much less. Do you know how many times I've almost jumped in a rover and just... But it's too far. It's too far, and things are barely holding together here as it is. The minute I left the base, they would run wild. We've all got responsibilities, I guess. You know how that is. I don't know how much our commanding officer told you when he signed you up. He better have opened every goddamn file. He better have apologized for the wait. All the months and months of messages I sent back then that were classified. He promised this would open all the doors. And here we are, stuck on opposite sides of the same ball of rock, and I still don't know if you've heard them. If I ever stand in front of that man again, je vais lui tordre le cou. Le fucking cou. I I only know what I know because of McGurk here. He's our comms lead, and he's kept in good with the consortium the whole way through. I should have told you that. A little piece of advice that I should have bequeathed unto you. Get the comms lead on your side first thing. That's your flow of intel back and forth. It's 10 times hard if you work around them. That's how I found out about the whole shutdown before everyone else. And good thing I did. They only gave us 5 weeks to get the whole thing into mothballs. 5 weeks. Science, O2 mining, decommissioning every area and sealing it off, securing every record, every workstation, every transmission. But again, not a lot of those going around thanks to the powers that be. Though, folks are trying. We're getting desperate. Last week, one of the science crew, Dr. Kushup, got the bright idea to set up her own antenna on the surface. I caught her in the nick of time. That's why I can't take off on road trips. I can't count on my second and third for anything. Seigneur, quel bon d'enculé. Keep it down out there, Farid. I know your voice. Don't make me come knock some heads. You hear what I'm working with? 5 weeks to shut everything down. What a whole satellite's worth of shit. But at least we get to clear out the food stores. It's been a banquet every night this week. Not that I had trouble getting fed. Our quartermaster always slips me little treats. I think they've got a crush on me, which is not a great idea, but you can't save silly fuckers from themselves, can you? And I am clicks off topic now. My head's full of everything and nothing at the same time. Well, there's so much I wanna, and I'm not sure even where to. Come on, Lingua. Words. Olfactory. Switch over to pain au chocolat. Remember when I started working at that bakery? It was the first time I could get out in the morning without a day-long list of chores, without the mud and the fields and the bouse de vache up my nose. It was my first step away from them. I'd have taken any job for that. But it was even hauling sacks of flour back and forth. It was amazing to be a part of that place. That scent filling the air, rising in the breeze, knowing it would fill our room and wake you. It was the one thing I could do for both of us. And then just being there, across the courtyard every day, looking back and seeing that house from the outside, it gave me a place to stand. A place to see myself outside of our fucked up family. Michelle, what a putain de bordel de merde we lived in. Whatever's happening now, at least we got out of that place, right? Right? I could see myself. I could see you. And I needed to get you out. But where could we go? What could I do about the rules and the locks and the doors and the fucking... But hey! It turns out, if your parents find out you disagree with the box they checked on your birth certificate, that's your way out. I wish I'd told them a hell of a lot earlier. Though I'm sure I would have wound up on the street if the consortium hadn't come through at the same time recruiting for other enclaves. And you would have stayed locked in that bedroom. But look where we are now, little bro. Look where I've got us. Welcome to the moon. Nobody's ever accused me of making good choices. I'm good at getting out. Just not so much where I wind up getting to. Even the bakery sucked after a while. They wouldn't let me learn the actual baking parts. They wanted to keep that bit inside the family. But I knew that family's not always the best place to be. Except for you and me, Maria and Michelle, against the world, against the universe. That's a place where I can stand. A place to come home to. Until I let security screw the whole thing up. I mean, basic training was nothing compared to what we'd escaped. But from day one, I could feel it pulling at us. I'd come home ready to drop, throw together dinner with my eyes closed, fall asleep in my chair, and start again before sunrise. I hope I asked how you were doing, but I don't remember any of the answers. And you were finishing school. We were changing in two different people, and I never had the chance to really know you. I don't even... Je suis tellement désolé que ça nous s'est séparé. Did I even try to talk you out of following my lead? Or did I just say, sure, fine, what's it gonna hurt? I was out in assignments then. Couldn't tell when or where, I just... It was hard as hell, but I know it was harder for you. You know, kids were never going to be my thing, but I understand what parents mean now. You know, real parents, when they say they don't want things to turn out the same way. They want something better. Fuck me. I wanted something better for you, Boldy. But I didn't stop it. I wasn't there to stop it. I wasn't there... Michelle, the biggest regret in my fucked up life is that I was already here, a million goddamn miles away, and you had to go through all of that alone. You had to find yourself by yourself. And I was... I didn't know. And I should have known. I always thought you might be my little bro, you know? In your own time. But I thought I'd be there when you were ready. I was gonna make it better for you. I know it wasn't. You were my redemption for all the shit I've seen and all the shit I've done. And then they took you too. They made a bigger mess of things with you than even I have. And we're supposed to feel grateful as if we didn't pay twice for everything they gave to us. I swore I'd tear this place apart to get to you. But I couldn't make it happen. I couldn't make it there. I am so fucking sorry, Michelle. So fucking sorry. Not that saying so fixes a damn thing. Les actes valent mieux que les mots. This is why I hate talking in the first place.
I will burn this entire moon base to the ground! Thank you!
Not such a bad idea, comes down to it. We're on our way home. Next supply rocket. That'd sure show the consortium on our way out the door. I do have a certain history of burning bridges. But I've got my duty too, Bonsa. It's a little late to give that up. Though, if I thought I could get to you, I'd give it a shot. Goddamn rovers. Goddamn distance. Goddamn moon. Two days. I hate that I'm getting that stasis pod. I hate it. But what else do I do, little bro? They've cut us off at the knees. Not enough food. Of course, we did some of that to ourselves, but not enough folks left awake to keep things running. We can't even get our own messages through. The other bases are all shut. Earth's got us locked down and their rules are... Well, that sounds all too familiar, don't you think? I should have let the doc set up that antenna. And I should have pushed when I could push. Now I'm just... Je ne peux rien faire. Je les amène tout. If this does get to you some way, I'm not expecting anything. I'm not telling you to do something stupid on your base before the end. You've got to make your own choices, little bro. I'm sure as hell not a role model. Maybe I can, I don't know, do something. Once I'm back on Earth, once they let us go, just know that I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry for screwing it all up, and for not being there, for not really saving you when I saved you. I hope to hell we're going to have another chance. Yeah, I'm done. If you can try to get it out. Moonbase Theta. Right. I better get back to work.
Welcome back to the moon. This bonus episode featured Kat Blackard as Maria Langlois. Our consortium announcer is Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing is by Cass McPhee. The script was written by DJ Silvis, and DJ and Cass are also the show's producers. None of this would be possible without our Patreon backers. Join them at any level and get early access to episodes, including months early access to our upcoming mini-series, All Your Base, and lots of behind-the-scenes content. That's at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. Quick show recommendation before I wrap this up. Go check out And 195. It's a lovely podcast about a non-binary magical runner who crosses dimensions. If you're into shows like The Far Meridian, you'll want to try this one. Now, I'll let you go until our next bonus episode in 2 weeks. You won't want to miss our deeper dive into the story of Dr. Day. Until then, Moon Watchers...
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could
like,
up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.